Old Greenville Highway, or call 633-5800.
Out of Bounds on 105.5 The Roar.
That was brilliant.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
I can't wait till I get you on the floor, good looking. Ain't going hot, so hot, just lagging of it. And I'll burn myself.
Out of Bounds, hour number two begins right now. Great interviews with Gage Cervinka and Tremaine Ankrum, two of the very best here on the program, and two players that we have really enjoyed talking with this year. Kwok, I am depressed that they're leaving.
Well,
they're not going to be here next year. They're just not.
We still have.
There's no way.
We still have some time left with them,
I guess,
before they move on to bigger and better things.
I'll be fine. Well, you won't be here next week, so I doubt we'll talk to them next week.
Probably
before.
Yeah, I mean, next week's
playoff finals.
Yeah, I would say he probably won't be here next week.
Okay. All right. Good
Sorry
to know.
About that.
Out of Bounds today brought to you by Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni owned and celebrating 20 years of serving Tiger fans across the upstate. That's Estes Heating and Air. You can find them on Facebook to win prizes and giveaways and see their promotions and specials. Take $200 off new Heil installation plus an extra $50 off when you mention the Roar. Whether it's pre-existing residential, new construction, or commercial, Estes prides themselves on being one of the best in the business. An elite Heil dealer, they're sure to exceed your expectations from install to maintenance today and years beyond. Call Estes at 864-718-7200 to schedule your HVAC maintenance or inquire about their services today. Also like them on Facebook and check out their website, estesheatingandair.com.
All right. You know it's the weird time of year in college football when right as you were starting that, I got a notification, and it said, breaking, Kamala Harris is out. And it's talking about Kamala Harris dropping out of the presidential race.
Really?
Okay, which is breaking news. But it's bad when your mind goes to the place of, so is that for Arkansas or Florida State or what? Honestly, I was like, out of what? Like, which job? Because that's all I do now is I
breaking
go on football
news.
Scoop or some
Kamala
coaching
Harris
search or whatever.
Is not in the running for the Florida State.
So I had to be like, whoa,
position, buddy,
chill out. But like, these political people, they need to know, man. When you say that they're out, they've either been fired. That was another thing. Like, my next place that I went after, which job is she? I was again at like, oh, fired. Oh, she's fired. She's out as the coach, whatever. That's just how I read news now. That's what happens.
That would be fascinating if Florida State was actually considering a female to coach their program. That would be historical.
It's true.
I doubt that's what happened. That'd
I
be
don't think
weird,
that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're going to hire a man. I don't really know what gives me that thought, but I'm pretty sure they're about to hire a
man.
We
can tell you one thing for sure. Well, pretty sure that Florida State will hire a man in their coaching search. That's about all we got.
Hey, remember when Florida State hired their coach by the end of November, which is what they said?
Oh, gosh.
Hey, this trash talk on Florida State, who lied to everyone about the nature of their timetable and coaching search, is brought to you by Absolute Waste Management. You can specialize in waste removal services if you have Absolute Waste Management. For bulky unwanted items like old furniture, appliances, yard waste, and the remainder of that buyout for... that may or may not exist for Willie Taggart. Stop tripping over it, stepping around, ignoring it. Get rid of it. Call or text 864-266-7131.
Sign your contracts, people.
Sign your contracts. Or have one.
Do you
literally,
want,
you just have one.
Would you like an update on the plan?
I need an update on the plan because now Florida State has taken over.
Yes.
It's all part of the plan.
Is this the same plan or is this a new plan?
You're the keeper of the plan.
I think this is a new plan. This is plan part two because... Part one, the first plan, did not work.
Uh-huh.
We followed it closely, and we all knew it would not work. Your wallet just fell out of your back pocket. Just pick that up, Kwok.
I appreciate that.
Keep that in mind.
Thanks
I don't
for
want
the heads
you to,
up.
I don't want you to lose
this
your wallet.
This happens like every other week because of these chairs like slope backwards, and it's hard to just sit still in them.
Dang,
so
Kwok,
I tend to
how
squirm.
Many hundreds are coming out of that wallet?
None, Kelly. I'm in radio, Kelly.
I'm in a weird mood.
Some of us are still in radio full-time, okay? We don't have hundreds coming out of our wallet. Hey-ho, give me some
it's
of
not
that.
Me either. Okay, I got this. The sweater was on sale. It was a Black
Very
Friday
good.
Deal.
Very good.
Still got to find those sales, Kwok. Anyway, okay.
Yeah, I need an update on the plan.
Update on the plan.
That's
this is part
there.
Two. This is the second plan. So plan one, done, die.
It was basically
over.
Sam Howell and Alex Hornibrook. was playing one.
Yeah.
And
only one of those guys showed
up
to campus.
We'll get that 10th coach sooner or later.
And the dehydration issues.
We're going to drink water this week.
And remember the coach in the box?
I'm sorry, the coach in the box. We'll say more about that later. Did we ever hear more about the coach in the box?
There's a coach.
He said he was going to update the coach in the box.
Oh, my gosh. No, we didn't hear much about the coach in the box.
I'm sorry. Like, Willie Taggart's going to get another job, and he's going to be fine. He might actually get the South Florida job. He's been listed as a candidate there.
Oh, look, my gosh.
Go back where you had success.
Yeah.
But that, Greg Schiano, look, Greg Schiano's doing that, too. So, but here's the thing. When you look back at basically the last year at Florida State, it's hard not to laugh out loud. Even if you're a Florida State fan, you have to do like a crazy laugh where you've just had it. Like a parent who's had no sleep and then the kids are going bonkers and you just laugh because it's such a disastrous situation. Yeah. You have to laugh at it. It's one of those.
It is one of those.
Florida State.
And actually, before we get to the plan part two, which we're getting to, Dabo did allude to that in his press conference today because he said, he talked about, he's like, well, you know, coaches don't even get 2 years now. You get fired in less than 2 years, even when you inherit a dumpster fire. So he did call Florida State a dumpster fire today.
He did. You have to wait.
He alluded to it.
You have to wait on stuff like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to wait until they make multiple comments. Because honestly, he wouldn't say, if you asked him directly about Willie Taggart or directly about Jimbo Fisher's Florida State, he would not say that.
Right.
But you throw that in another answer, and he gives you that truth serum answer.
Unless, was he talking about Chad Morris?
Ooh.
I just thought about that.
I assumed he was talking about Willie Taggart.
I
bet it probably was.
But maybe something about Chad Morris.
He made some comments about Jeff Collins at Georgia Tech, totally remaking a program. And I kind of thought that was an allusion to Chad Morris as well.
Hmm.
Totally remaking the image of a program. Which I got some thoughts on the Chad Morris thing, too. And why sometimes I think 2 years is enough. Sometimes I think it's enough. Like, I think Willie Taggart, like, 2 years, I think sometimes enough.
Less than 2 years.
Right. Well,
even though it felt like years.
It felt like a long time.
Okay.
Well, we're waiting on that plan to work.
The plan part two. This is from the Tallahassee Democrat. Announcement on Florida State football coaching search not expected before this weekend. Now, what is happening this weekend, Kwok? This weekend is championship weekend.
Right.
So it seems to indicate that the coach that they are looking at, or maybe set to hire, is busy this weekend.
Okay, now, couple things. First, was this not supposed to be wrapped up by the end of the season?
See, I think that was just an inexperienced administrator talking, and he didn't know what he was saying.
Okay, that's fine, whatever. That is very much like, I mean, quite honestly, it's very much like a poker player sitting at a card table and being like, is this good? Is this hand good? Like, you know that's a terrible poker player. You'd be better off to just guess.
Right.
You'd be better off keeping that information to yourself.
If you don't know what you're doing, at least fake it. At least bluff. At least give us the idea that you know what you're doing.
Here's what by the end of the season. And look, you could argue that by the end of the season means by the end of everyone's season. But that's not what people.
Or by the end of the winter season. Like, we're talking seasons and weather.
I'm saying no on that.
They also don't have four seasons in Tallahassee,
that's
so that
true.
Wouldn't work.
That's true. I will be wearing short sleeves there for basketball.
I'm going there this week. I'm
there
excited.
You go.
It's going to be warm.
I am convinced that they thought they had, I'm going to go with Bob Stoops. They thought they were going to be able to name a coach. It had to be Bob Stoops, because otherwise you would be even more of an idiot than we kind of assume that is running the show there. Because was a sitting head coach going to leave his team before they were done with games? Or like at halftime of their game so that you could meet your deadline of the end of the season?
You were really excited about a sitting head coach that you knew was not going to make a bowl, which is weird. So that doesn't make sense.
That's really, really strange.
There's more in this in this article.
All right.
It says, an announcement is not expected before this weekend as the Seminoles are zeroing in on their candidate, according to a source with knowledge of the search. FSU's highly confidential search is entering its fifth week after Willie Taggart was fired. Names leaked to the vacancy include Iowa State's Matt Campbell, Memphis's Mike Norvell, and Penn State's James Franklin. The only coach of those three that is playing this weekend is Mike Norvell of Memphis.
Florida State has already, and the Florida State is this job, okay? Every offseason, there is a school that overvalues itself to the point that it becomes the extension option where you use interest from that school, but because the administrators don't know what they're doing, because they're just people are constantly leaking, throwing names out there. And so what happened, P.J. Fleck's name got brought up one time, and Minnesota panicked, and P.J. Fleck was like, I mean, it's the same basic color scheme, guys. Like, I won't have to trade out any of my suits. Makes some sense. And they're like, no, you can't leave. No. They signed him to a 7-year extension.
Think about this. The lakes don't freeze in Tallahassee. You can row the boat more often.
That's true. And there are rivers, I guess. Rivers where you can do some running.
And then the ocean.
Then you have Tom Allen at Indiana, who coached high school, is recruiting well in Florida, actually. Trayvon Mullen's younger brother is a freshman corner at Indiana, doing a good job, having a good year. But he's got connections in Florida, obviously, and was looked at as, I think he could have been a potential candidate for the USF job. Was he still the defensive coordinator at Indiana? That's open right now because he was a defensive coordinator at USF before Indiana hired him. He's going to get a new contract at Indiana. Now you've got Matt Campbell, who just today, like within the last couple hours,
yep,
has signed an extension through 2025. Florida State has already gotten three coaches' extensions because their names have been linked to their job. You don't want James Franklin staying at Penn State till 2028 or whatever extension he's going to parlay that into. Florida State needs to be careful, okay? Because if Mike Norvell takes another job like Arkansas or Ole Miss, which I don't know why you would take Arkansas or Ole Miss, maybe Missouri. I would not go to Missouri over Florida State. I would definitely go to Florida State over any of those three jobs.
Florida State is the most appealing job over Arkansas, Ole Miss, Missouri.
If I had to guess about if I had to rank those four jobs, okay. And I want to talk. We're going to talk about Helsinki and some other stuff coming up later because there's been some news and more from Dabo's press conference. If I had to rank those jobs, it would be Florida State, Arkansas, Missouri, Ole Miss. Here's why. Florida State is finishing second in its division on autopilot. You have to really mess it up to not finish second in the ACC Atlantic. Arkansas, you can be doing a good job and finish fifth. Ole Miss, you can be doing a good job and finish sixth. Missouri, you can be doing a good job and you're still going to be behind Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, and...
But not necessarily with Missouri, because Missouri has won the SEC East in the modern era. That's why I think I would put Missouri above Arkansas.
But Missouri also doesn't have cash on hand. They are still dealing with the financial repercussions of the unrest on
the
campus.
By the way, Florida State finished tied for third this year on autopilot.
Right. So with a horrendous team. Horrendous. Like, laugh out loud, hilarious. I can't believe they did that. Bad team. They finished third in the Atlantic.
But not second.
I'm saying you can finish second on autopilot. Okay. I would argue they were worse than autopilot.
At times.
Legitimately, they could have run the program with AI and done a better job than Willie Taggart did.
AWS.
Ooh.
Have you seen all the commercials for that recently?
That's good, yes.
I would put
Missouri. What I mean? I think Missouri's a terrible
job.
But don't you
feel like Arkansas, I get what, and I think we all kind of assume now that Dabo was referring to Arkansas when he said that a coach had inherited a dumpster fire. But Arkansas, expectations are higher than at Missouri. And you play in a tougher division than Missouri does.
Missouri just fired a coach at 6-6. I don't know that expectations are higher at Arkansas.
Well, I feel like you should be able to do better than 6-6 at Missouri when you play three cupcakes. And then you play in the SEC East, so you're going to beat Vanderbilt. So that's four wins right there. Win a few more games.
They went 6-6. They fired their coach. Arkansas, at least, was just bad at football.
Arkansas fired Brett Bielema for going, what was his final record?
Well, I mean, he's like 3-9, 5-7. Like
He wasn't 3-9 his last year.
They had a bad year. I don't know if it was the last year. One of the years, he was awful. They were truly horrible.
He did a pretty good job there.
Well, I mean, at... Times.
They fired Brett Bielema at 4-8.
4-8. So,
but he also had 2 7-win seasons and an 8-win season. He made three straight bowls there. They are so far removed from that now at Arkansas. They're so far
I would argue that Arkansas is far enough along in the transition from a power offense that if they get a spread coach in there, they can hire a good defensive coordinator, not John Chavis, who was a good defensive coordinator hire when George W. Bush was president. I'm talking about a legitimately good defensive coordinator right now. I think they could win fairly quickly. Mississippi State's not doing anything. Ole Miss is in the same spot. And they may have a player revolt. So whoever takes an Ole Miss job may walk into a player revolt. I'm not sure. A&M's paying a lot of money to Jimbo Fisher to be 7-5, 8-4. I just feel like there's a little more upper mobility at Arkansas, and expectations will be lower because the last 3 years they've been bad.
It's been
football.
Very bad.
And I, like I said, Chad Morris is 2 years into remaking that roster into a team that can spread the ball around and throw it. To me, if somebody else picks that up, if a Mike Norvell picks that up, to me, you got Arkansas in a bowl game maybe next year.
I still think Missouri is a better job. Before we go to break and we talk about some other things besides Florida State's plan part two, let me read you just the last sentences of this article. It's really funny. On Monday, the suspense was heightened as the field turf at Doak Campbell received a fresh coat of paint. An elevated stage and chairs were set up for an event in the Dunlap Champions Club in the south end zone. FSU Athletic Department employees and Seminole Boosters, Inc. also have been anticipating an announcement this week. They set up a stage for some sort of announcement in the Dunlap Champions Club. And then they didn't hire anybody.
Yep.
So what does that mean? Who are they trying to hire?
They were trying to hire Bob Stoops.
But no, we've heard this Bob's, like, those have been put to bed a month ago, those rumors.
Were they? Well, were they trying to hire Mike Norvell,
and then Mike Norvell made the championship game, and they didn't expect Memphis to make the championship game? Or are they trying to hire two other coaches that could be in this discussion?
Here's
Matt Rhule and this is crazy, Bronco Mendenhall, that's crazy.
Well, if you're going to go for, I would shoot for Franklin before either one of those
guys.
Oh,
yeah, but they set up a stage and chairs for an event.
And didn't have one. I really, like, what I just said about Bob Stoops, if you're a rational person, the only reason you would say, we're going to have a coach hired by the end of the year, is that you're either going after a coordinator or an out-of-work coach. That's it. And even a coordinator is a long shot. There is no, unless you're at USC, where you get a bye the last week, so you could hire somebody or announce something, you know, fairly quick with some time, but like your team's still playing. What in the world would cause somebody to think that they're going to hire somebody within the last few days when everyone that they're looking at is still playing?
What about Lane Kiffin? He's playing this weekend.
That's true. He's still playing. I'm pretty sure it was likely that they were going to make the championship game last week. So that's kind of my point. Like,
yeah, it just doesn't make
sense. If
you're
a logical thinker, why would you make all the... To me, Florida State has made a wide range of assumptions in how they've gone about this that seem to indicate to me they have no idea how this works, which is probably true, and why I should stop using logic and reason to try to figure out what they're going to do or what they mean by stuff. I should assume that they don't have any idea what they're doing. Isn't that a better way to explain this than they thought they were going to have Bob Stoops by the end of November? Jeez, unbelievable. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about some more stuff. Still waiting. I feel like there was another name or two on the interview list, but we'll see. Stay with us. More to come Out of Bounds on a Tiger Tuesday next.
Welcome to Bose!
The weekend isn't over just because it's Monday. Sure, you might physically be at work or in school and you've got a stack of papers on your desk or you're falling asleep to that early Monday lecture, but your mind is still on weekend time and on anything and everything else for that matter. That's why at Moe's, we've got burrito specials that will at least make you feel like it's a lazy Sunday, even though it isn't. So end the weekend with Moe Monday. Come on in for Moe Monday for a burrito, chips and salsa, and a drink for only $6.99.
Most demolition projects throughout the upstate generate large sums of concrete waste. When demolition waste enters the S.H. Carter Recycling Facility, it's sorted, processed, and turned into materials that are both eco-friendly and cost-effective. Recycled crusher run, fill dirt, screen topsoil, mulch, and 3-inch surge stone are all available for purchase. Visit shcarterinc.com or call for more information, 864-295-3943. That's 864-295-3943.
Truck savings continue at George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less and travelers rest. Listen to this. A 2019 F-150 XL with 20-inch wheels and Sync 3 system. MSRP is $44,035. George Coleman Ford has it at just $31,950. That's savings, people. Never any hidden fees. Just top-rated customer satisfaction for nearly 90 years. George Coleman Ford.
Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Offer good through 1-2-2020.
TCC Verizon is having a huge sale. For a limited time, buy one iPhone 11, 11 Pro, 11 Pro Max, XS, or XS Max, and get a free iPhone 11. Buy one Google Pixel 4 and get one free, or buy any Samsung Galaxy S10 or Note 10 and get an S10e on us. Save big this season at the TCC Verizon in Central in the Walmart parking lot, Powdersville in the Bilo parking lot on 153, Anderson on Highway 81, Tacoma by the Walmart and Belton. Mention The Roar to get half off any car charger or screen protector.
There's a place right in town where you can find a wide range of John Deere products and solutions for your property. That's AgPro, and we're here to make sure you're equipped for anything. As the largest privately owned John Deere dealership in North America, our highly trained certified technicians make sure we're strong on service. See current offers and find your nearest AgPro location at agproco.com.
The new 2020 bat arrivals are here at First Team Sports. First Team Sports is the only place in the upstate you can try out your bat before you buy it. See your exit velocity, launch angle, and direction of hit with Rapsodo Hitting. You'll get the best bat suited for you. Check out the 2020 Louisville Meta, DeMarini CF, Easton ADV, Rawlings Velo, and more. All 2020 bats ranging from USA, USSSA, and BB Corps. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard, call 268-6227.
What do you get the person who has everything? A gift certificate from Urban Nirvana is always a safe choice. A day at the salon with their talented stylists can make anyone feel beautiful. The spa is a perfect solution to replenish and refresh. And the best part? You can order, pay for, and print your gift certificate from your own computer, even on Christmas morning. No traffic and crowds to worry about. Log on to urbannirvana.com, select and pay for the amount you want, and print it out. Urban Nirvana at MacBee Station and the shops at Greenridge.
Anna here from Buddy's Auto. Need tires, brakes, tune-up, or car repairs? Are you ready to trade in your old car for a newer, better one? We do it all. Proudly serving the Clemson and Pendleton area since 1980. Let us give you the best small-town service with prices that compete with large dealerships. Here to give you honest prices on quality work. Call Buddy's Auto at 646-3513 or visit us online at buddysautoinc.com. That's 646-3513 and online at buddysautoinc.com.
It's Out of Bounds on 105.5 The Roar.
Can we just bring it down a notch?
Now, back to Kwok and Kelly.
He wear no shoe shine. He got toe jam football. He got finger. He shoot Coca-Cola. He said, I know you.
Hour two continues Out of Bounds. William Quagamish, Kelly Gramlich. A lot more to get into here on a Tiger Tuesday. Appreciate Tremaine Ankrum, Gage Cervenka coming by and hanging out with us for a little bit. Tremaine, first team All-ACC. Gage, second team All-ACC. We probably should get into that, like who all made it and stuff, and how it compares. Do you still have your preseason picks saved and how it compares?
Ooh, that is a good question.
I checked mine this morning. There was a lot that was accurate.
Did you put those in your big Google Doc?
No, I didn't. I just saved the link that they sent us with.
I'm going to be honest. I should be more organized with my computer documents. That's on me. I need to be a little more organized. Yes.
You know what? If I can eat better, Kelly, you can organize your documents better.
That's true.
Hey, this hour brought to you by our friends at Lightstream. The holidays are here, folks. And this year, probably more so than any other year, quite honestly, with our travels coming up and things of that nature, I'm finding myself taking a little more time to make sure that those credit card balances are taken care of, taking a little more care of that rather than going so willy-nilly all the time. And right now, you can give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket and pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Roll your high-interest credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. We're talking as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. I can save you thousands in interest over the long haul with no fees attached for applications, origination, transactions, no prepayment penalties as well. It's a quick and easy application right from your phone. If you're a good person and you have good credit, then you deserve a good loan experience. That's exactly what Lightstream delivers. Just for our listeners, you can apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get that discount is to go to Lightstream.com/OOB. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/OOB. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. Offer subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/OOB for more information.
Kwok, before we get back into these many, many important topics we're going to discuss today. Uh-huh. Tell the people what you just told me off air, because this is This is profound stuff.
We're just talking about, like, last night. I'm trying to eat healthier, right? Because my wife eats healthy, like, all the time. She eats great.
Did you know this going in?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was aware. And so now we're trying to figure out things that I can eat that, like, to ease me into a life of eating healthy. My dad had a similar thing with my mom, where, like, he ate poorly and was picky, and now he likes a bunch of stuff that he used to not like. So last night, we had spaghetti and meatballs, but with squash. So it was like I was eating inside a squash, like in a boat of squash. And the instead of noodles, we used squash, like had spaghetti squash. And it was actually, it was not bad. It was not bad. I was a skeptic. I'm willing to try it, but I was a skeptic. And we did have a backup plan because, as we know, I do have a large supply of noodles in the pantry. So there was a backup plan in case it went horribly awry. But I'm good with spaghetti squash now. I feel like we can do that.
Wow. Okay, so first of all, this is a huge development. I never thought I would see the day where you, William Quackenbush the First, would eat spaghetti squash without being like tied to a chair and force fed spaghetti squash,
right.
You know? So this is really interesting.
New year, new me, Kelly.
Apparently, this is the same year.
Right.
This begs the question that our listeners are obviously asking in their cars or wherever they are. Will you eat spaghetti squash for Thanksgiving instead of noodles?
You know, the potential exists. I do think that the biggest development in all of this is that I forewent noodles in pursuit of squash. So not only did I eat squash, but I did it instead of noodles. And given the perceptions, I feel like what has happened, much like Dabo's rant today, I feel like there has been a misperception. And that,
sure,
that my program...
Couldn't be my fault.
My program of eating has been framed poorly. And that people have responded poorly to my program of eating. My eating program.
But hasn't your eating program been poor for most of your life?
Oh, 100%.
So really, there is some truth to
that. To this day, Kelly. To this day.
So you're asking for respect for your eating program that really you haven't earned yet.
That's true. That's where
you just gave us a to this day.
To this day.
You did have, there were meatballs, though. There was meat, right?
To this day. Yeah.
So the meatballs were good. That was good to help kind of balance it out. Because the texture was concerned.
A lot of sauce, a little cheese in there, a little mozzarella.
Mm.
Yeah.
Texture says try zucchini noodles. I've had spaghetti
squash. Zucchini noodles.
I don't think I've had zucchini noodles before.
I'll eat zucchini off the grill.
Yeah.
Like at a Japanese steakhouse or something. Like I'll eat that stuff right off the grill.
This is a big development.
Let's go to Zeke, who's up with us next. 654 Roars and Amarillo North Communication phone lines. What's up, Zeke?
What's up, Quark?
Oh, man, doing great.
I get to start on the all-conference picks. I got two questions for you. One, I want you to explain to me how Sam Howell's 13 this year. Leading the conference in touchdowns, leading the conference in yards.
I mean, I think some of it is the, and I hate that this is true, but we know it exists like this, that team success has something to do with it. So I don't think there's any surprise that Clemson's quarterback and Virginia's quarterback were the first and second team guys.
So let me ask you a question. You trade Virginia's quarterback for Sam Howell?
Do I get him this year or do I get him in 2021? Because I think this year I'd take Bryce Perkins. If I got 2 years of Sam Howell and I got just three more games of Bryce Perkins, I'm taking Howell. Honestly, if I had to win a game today, I would still probably go Perkins because the last thing I just saw him do was go for about 400 yards himself against Virginia Tech. Before that game, going into that game, I probably would have told you Howell. And I think that had something to do with it, too. I don't know when the ballots went out for All-ACC. I don't know how much time people had. But if people voted before last weekend, I think that's where you give Howell the nod as your second-team guy. But after we saw what Bryce Perkins did to lead his team to a championship game, he was going to get the late votes, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, I still think, yeah. Anyway, here's the next question for you then. Well, two more. One, if you traded Sam Howell and you traded Trevor Lawrence, would Clemson's record be any different?
Yes. Yes. I think North Carolina would have beaten Clemson if Lawrence had played for North Carolina.
That'd have been good for us. And here's my last question. What's been a better success story? I like that. I'm taking that, my gosh. Has there been a better success story of a player that's gone quietly than Chaz Surratt going from quarterback to leading the conference in tackles and being first-team all-conference linebacker, playing this for his first time in college football? Quietly, that's been one of the best success stories in college football. Wouldn't you agree, Qualk?
Yes, I would 100% agree, Zeke, and I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I think Surratt being all-conference is one of the great stories because this was a guy who lost his job as a quarterback. And we talked with Tremaine Ankrum about position changes, and somebody brought up on the Health Care text line, Patrick Sapp going from quarterback to linebacker. He ended up making an NFL career out of it. Chaz Surratt ends up as a first-team all-conference linebacker. Got more votes than anybody but Isaiah Simmons. And the guy was a transfer candidate. He was a transfer portal candidate because he was going to not play quarterback anymore. He was recruited as a highly regarded, well-thought-of quarterback. And because of his selflessness, he transitions not just to a new position like wideout, like a Kendall Hinton situation, but he transitions to a different side of the ball and plays inside the box defensively, not even safety. He's playing linebacker and doing it at an all-ACC level. It is one of the great stories, and I think you got to give North Carolina staff a lot of credit, and you got to credit his willingness to be able to take on that challenge.
Incredible story. And like you said, you rarely see people transition from quarterback to linebacker and then have that type of success. But I would argue he isn't even the best Surratt story in the ACC this year. Because Sage Surratt, before his injury, was, I'm not going to say the best wide receiver in the ACC, but arguably the most, maybe the best every down wide receiver, because I would say T. Higgins is your best just option in general. But which Surratt story is a better story in the ACC this year? If Sage Surratt hadn't, he's our still first team all ACC at wide receiver for Wake Forest, but if he hadn't gotten hurt, we'd still be talking more about him.
Boy, that is a really good question.
Also, when's the last time brothers were first team all ACC? The same year. One on offense, one on defense. Or even two on offense, two on defense.
That's a good question, too, because
we have to ask Tim Bray.
I mean, I can't think of a whole lot of brothers that have played.
Or at least
in the ACC at that level. Like Tiki and Rondé Barber for Virginia in the 90s.
But at least we're all ACC the same year. Like sometimes you'd see older brother do it, and then maybe younger brother does it a couple years later. But this is the same year. Sage Surratt, first team all ACC as a wide receiver. And then Chaz Surratt, first team all ACC as a linebacker.
I've got an ACC yearbook at home. Like they give those out at media days, obviously, and I take them home more often than not. I'll flip back through that today because I'm interested. The only two that I would think have a chance would be Teek and Rondé Barber at Virginia, unless I'm just missing some brothers who played. Like the Edmonds who were at Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
I don't think both of them were ever honored like that as first team all conference. And we're talking first team all conference too, not just honorable mention or third team or something like that. Maybe the Perrys, Michael Dean and William, perhaps.
But weren't they a couple
one year?
Years
they were
apart?
They were a little bit apart. And there may have been one year where that was the case. Maybe the Bostics, somebody brought up on the Health Care text line. That's an interesting question, but you're right.
That's a crazy stat.
Yeah. Chaz and Sage have had fine years. And what's crazy about Sage, too, he didn't even play all the games. He was hurt.
And he still got first team.
Yeah, that's how dominant he was when he played.
First team wide receivers, Sage Surratt, T. Higgins, and Tutu Atwell from Louisville. Okay. And I'm going to make a point here, Kwok. Second team wide receivers, Daz Newsome from North Carolina, all-name team, honorable mention, I believe. Tamarion Terry.
Yeah.
At Florida State, Tristan Jackson, Syracuse. Third team wide receivers, Kendall Hinton, Wake, Maurice Fuffa French, Pittsburgh, De'Ami Brown, North Carolina.
Yep.
Honorable mention wide receiver, Justin Ross. What?
Justin Ross, Assis Dubois, Amari Rogers, Damon Hazelton.
So we had two Wake Forest guys. We had two North Carolina guys. Who else? Let's see. I think that's it on the doubles. And we didn't have Justin Ross is not one of the nine best wide receivers in the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Justin Ross right now in terms of yards per game is 12th in the ACC.
Yeah. He missed two games to injury or just one?
He's playing 11 games, so just one. He was 10th in receptions per game. In terms of yards per catch, he's way down this year, 24th in yards per catch, which that's where he made his money last year, was yards per catch.
I made this comment
second
during
the league, 21.7.
What about in touchdowns? What about in touchdowns?
Touchdowns this year, he has 7. I think that's like 10th. Tie for eighth. Well, Scotty Washington, Damon Hazelton, Amarion Brown, Georgia Tech, and Justin Ross.
And I'm not saying that the numbers don't reflect it. That's really not my beef, because if you look at the numbers, yeah, I get it. But it's just funny to me that Justin Ross is honorable mention. And that's been the biggest difference with Justin Ross from last year's playoff, really, to this year, is the lack of yards after catch. There's no yak. There's no yak right now with Justin Ross. And I'd love to see a little more yak.
Some of it is that they're not using him in quite the same way.
Yeah.
Because he's, you know, they've used Ian Higgins more interchangeably, and I think you'll see more yak from Ross if he gets behind defense. Like, think about it. The guy behind defense this time last year was Justin Ross. The guy behind defense this year has been Higgins. For whatever reason, Higgins has been the one getting behind the defense and making the big catches.
And it just shows how quickly we overreact as human beings, because I remember last year during the summer, I think I did this a lot when the week that you were out, but I was talking to all decade teams, even though we were a year early. And I hate to call out our dear friend Zach Orr, but I'll do it because he can't defend himself. We were talking, which wide receiver would you take? Of all the guys that Clemson had this last decade, Sammy Watkins, Nuke Hopkins, Mike Williams, T. Higgins, Justin Ross. And he was saying Justin Ross. And so many people on the text line were saying Justin Ross. And I'm not saying you're wrong, because Justin Ross, he still could go on to have a better NFL career than T. Higgins, or go on to have a crazy year next year or whatever. But we overreacted to those two games in the playoff. And then you look at the year T. Higgins has had this year, and we barely talked about T. Higgins in the offseason this past summer. We barely talked about T. Higgins. We talked about Justin Ross so much. For the record, my answer was Sammy Watkins with the decade conversation. But
I like that.
It's just so interesting how we talked so much about Justin Ross, and then he had a little bit, I'm not going to call it a sophomore slump, but it's shocking that he's not on one of those first three teams. That is shocking.
We got to head to break. When we come back, we'll get into more of this discussion of all ACC. Stay with us. Hour 2 continues on a Tiger Tuesday next.
Walt here. Join me live from Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. Enjoy 29-degree draft beer, delicious fresh food, and, of course, the scenic views. All this Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road. Be there.
The doctor is in at AnMed Health's 19 primary care practices in South Carolina and Georgia. Great health starts with a family doctor. From childhood to adulthood, our team will care for you and your family through all stages of life. Our network extends through Anderson, Hart, and Pickens counties, giving you expert care when and where you need it, including convenient locations, extended hours, urgent care, and e-visits. Find a family doctor today at anmedhealth.org/doctors or call 864-512-3748.
Don't forget, the Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is a perfect location for wedding rehearsals, large groups, office parties, graduation parties, family reunions, and birthday celebrations. The Blue Heron can also take care of your catering needs. Locally owned and operated, the Blue Heron is proud to serve Tiger fans the finest steaks and freshest seafood around. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville, and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Up next, it's Don Munson with your daily Tiger update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
As the official credit union partner of the Clemson Tigers, Founders Federal Credit Union would like to congratulate Clemson on their recent national championship victory. Here at Founders, we like to show our Tiger spirit with a personalized Clemson debit card, and you can too. Visit our Clemson office or relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union and go Tigers. Founders is federally insured by NCUA.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Clemson and Virginia in Charlotte on Saturday for the ACC Championship. Clemson will be looking to earn its 19th ACC Championship and its 25th overall conference championship in school history. Kickoff in Bank of America Stadium is slated for 7:30. Now, Clemson entered this year as the only program in Atlantic Coast Conference history to win four consecutive outright titles. With a win on Saturday, Clemson and Oklahoma can join the 1971-75 Alabama Crimson Tide teams as the only members of any active FBS conference to win five straight outright titles. But Clemson will be attempting to become the only program since the creation of conference championship games back in 1992 to win five consecutive conference championship games. Now, an ACC title would be the sixth under head coach Dabo Swinney, and with the win, Swinney would then tie Frank Howard's school record for ACC titles and match Coach Howard and also Duke's Bill Murray for the second most in ACC history. Again, kickoff 7:30 in Charlotte. We'll have more on the ACC championship game as we work our way through the week. And our report brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Clemson Tigers. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union.
No rules, just out of bounds on 105.5 The Roar.
Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah.
Final segment of hour number two here on Out of Boundaries. It looks like the media group over there has pretty much, it's dwindled down. But there's still a few people over there writing stories and
there's
stuff.
There's been a dwindling. Temporary's going to join us in a little bit.
Yes, very excited about that. Maybe he'll know more about the brother's situation. That'd be good. But still, I'm kind of convinced that the best Surratt story is Sage. Even though I'm impressed with Chaz, I'm not trying to downplay what he's done. Out of Bounds today brought to you by Christopher Trucks. As a business owner, top-notch equipment is essential to the success of your business. At Christopher Trucks, their line of Isuzu trucks can help make the difference in your bottom line. Like a new Isuzu medium-duty NPR HD with a 16-foot van body, just $47,385. It includes a 5-year, 200,000-mile extended powertrain and after-treatment warranty, along with oil changes for 2 years or 60,000 miles. Or how about a new medium-duty Isuzu FTR with a 24-foot van body, priced at only $75,807. It has a 5-year extended engine and emissions warranty and no-cost oil changes for 2 years or 60,000 miles. For over 68 years, Christopher Trucks has led the way with their line of trucks, from landscape to work-ready, dump trucks to box trucks, as well as over-the-road day cabs and trucks. See sales manager Jason Smith or pre-owned manager Rusty Hill at Christopher Trucks online at ChristopherTrucks.com.
Let's go to Bill, who's up with the snacks on the Northern Communication phone lines. What's up, Bill?
Oh, not much. Hey, I know y'all already got past all the coaching thing, but I was on hold. And I'm from Alabama down there, and some of the talk about that Florida State coach is coming about the Bill Clark. They coached UAB, and they're playing this weekend also, but what it's supposed to be. They kind of got into the championship game because of some losses last weekend, and they beat North Texas and kind of wasn't supposed to.
You know, that's true. Have you seen, Kelly, what Conference USA did with that division? Is that they basically they ruined the tiebreakers. Like, they had tiebreakers listed, and then they changed them, like, in the middle of the season, how they did the tiebreakers. And I don't really know how that worked out, but UAB ended up getting in. They play, I guess, Florida Atlantic this weekend, and both divisions were potentially, I don't know how it ended up shaking out, but it was going to be, before the games last weekend, because of the change, a different team would have won the tiebreakers, and it was weird. It seemed like collusion.
La Tech would have won the tiebreaker and would have been playing FAU.
That's correct. That's 100% right. So, you know what? That's very true, too. I'm a little surprised, And Bill Clark is he's a workaholic. He's one of those kind of coaches. He's built sort of a defense, special teams type culture, a toughness culture at UAB. He's done an impossible task at UAB, which is just remarkable. And I feel like people don't really understand the gravity of that. They gave up football and got it back, and he was there for all of that. He's going to get a better job. I've seen him link. I haven't seen him linked as much to Florida State, but that would not be a bad fallback spot for them if some of their big names, if they end up swinging and missing at those. I think he could fit well at like an Ole Miss, like another or an Arkansas or a Missouri. Frankly, I think he would do well in any of those cultures.
Yeah, they don't want him to leave. Get that? I mean, by far they don't want him to leave. I mean, you know, they were in a bowl the year they canceled the program, and they didn't get to go to the bowl game.
That's right. That's right.
And they didn't have a team for 2 years, and he stuck it out, raised all kind of money, got the team back, and then first year back they ran a bowl, and then won the conference the next 2 years.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
won his side.
He has been an outstanding coach. He's done an outstanding job at UAB. Bill, I appreciate the phone call. Good stuff. Thank you. That is an interesting one, and that is a name that we don't bring up. Because he also feels like he's one of those guys that fits a particular school at a particular time. He's a particular type of coach, particular style of coach that may not jive with everybody, but he's going to work his tail off for you. He knows how to recruit. Heck, he recruited to a program that gave up football and recruited when they brought it back.
Mm-hmm.
And he may have recruited them to keep it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the things that he's done at UAB are almost impossible to explain. And almost impossible to communicate in a way that really appreciates how difficult that it was.
The main pushback that I could hear with Bill Clark, but I that's really interesting stuff from the caller, because if they had a press conference scheduled this week and then UAB somehow found its way in the conference championship game, that would make sense. But he has never coached in a Power 5 school, even as an assistant. So that could be an issue for some Seminole boosters and whatnot. He has a lot of high school experience, and then he was a DC at South Alabama, Jacksonville State, and then he's been at UAB for a while. So that could be, you know, do you want to hire someone at Florida State that has literally never coached in any capacity at a Power 5 institution?
I don't think so. I think you're going to want somebody who has some sort of experience at the major conference level, or at least has better connections. You know, UAB, yeah. UAB is, that is a brutally difficult job because it's in the Alabama system, and Alabama does not want them to succeed in any way, shape, or form. That's why they canceled the program to begin with, because some of the things that they wanted to do, they felt like they were going to be unable to do because Alabama rules with an iron fist and doesn't want them to have stuff. Bill Clark has navigated that. If you're looking for somebody to maximize a tough financial situation, Missouri, Florida State, he might be the guy. South Carolina, potentially, if you were to, you know, move on with a ton of cash owed. He's a guy that's done it. He's absolutely done it at UAB. I think it would be foolish if everybody this cycle failed to contact him, failed to talk to him. He may like UAB. I don't know. He might be one of those guys.
Yeah.
That just likes being at that level. Who knows?
And he's been in Alabama. He's from Alabama. He's coached at a bunch of Alabama high schools. He coaches South Alabama. He's literally been in Alabama his entire life and career.
I'm looking right now. There's an update on Football Scoop. I just researched this.
Is it the real Football Scoop, or is it a fake Football Scoop quack with capital I's instead of L's?
You know, shut your mouth. You shut your mouth. Don't even do that. Don't even talk to me about this. I'm going to list off some names, and you tell me, just from the names on the Ole Miss list, you tell me if you think this guy, just your gut reaction, if you think this guy could do any of these jobs.
Okay.
Arkansas, Ole Miss, Missouri, Florida State, any of these jobs. Mike Norvell.
Yes.
Billy Napier.
Yes.
Okay.
You could see that my gut was slow on that
one.
Uh-huh.
That's an interesting way to phrase that. Bill Clark.
I don't know.
Don't know. Those are the three candidates.
Because Matt Campbell already signed an extension. I mean, James Franklin, we know he could. It's just, he doesn't want any of those unless it's Florida State. That's the only real conversation, but I don't think he wants that job either.
Here's another one. This is specifically for Ole Miss, but could be for other jobs too. Mike McIntyre / Rich Rodriguez, the two coordinators.
So what do you mean? Either of them?
Either of them.
I was going to say, are they coming as a duo?
No.
I think they could. At least they have experience. You know what I mean? They have head coaching experience.
Here's the
I don't
point
feel
of
great
that.
About that. Here's the only one I feel, right. I think, of those three, and you could count Florida State, of those four, the winner is going to be the one that gets Mike Norvell. And then I think the rest of them are going to kind of pick up the scraps, unless someone pulls something out of somewhere, you know?
We think the winner gets Mike Norvell. Because Virginia Tech won the lotto when they got Justin Fuente,
yeah.
who was literally Mike Norvell's predecessor, who they wanted to fire at the end of September.
All we can know is what we think. I mean, I can't look 4 years down the line and say Mike Norvell will definitely fail or he won't. But with Fuente, yes, Fuente was the prize of that class.
Yep.
You know, you could look at some other prizes that maybe didn't really pan out, or you could look at a team like Virginia, who hired Bronco Mendenhall, and we all thought it was a good hire at the time, but no one nationally was saying, oh, Virginia, they got the best coach on the market this year. They got Bronco Mendenhall. People weren't saying that. But he was a really good fit for Virginia. So I'm not sure that I think Mike Norvell, just from the vibe I get from him, I think he fits. Like, I think he would be a good fit at an Arkansas. That's kind of the vibe I get with him.
He played at Central Arkansas.
Yeah. I'm just not sure that, I'm not sure if he fits at Missouri or even Florida State.
Who fits at Missouri?
I don't know.
I
don't even know.
That's another aspect of this.
Barry Odom.
Who fits let's say Colorado gets rid of McIntyre after last year and hires Mel Tucker. And my legitimate question is, who fits at Colorado? Because it's not a Big 12 job anymore. Who fits at Nebraska? It's not a Big 12 job anymore. Who fits at Utah? It's not a Mountain West job anymore. Like, these are programs that you have to reframe in their current context.
Yes.
So you can't look at, like, Gary Barnett's Colorado or, what's the guy's name? Promise Keepers. You know what I'm talking about. Dan McCartney.
McCartney,
yeah.
Yes. That 30 for 30 is crazy.
It's really good. You can't look at that Colorado and say, oh, yeah, let's bring that back. Which is sort of the interesting part. And I was thinking about this the other day with Missouri, and it caused me to re-examine Nebraska and Scott Frost.
Mm.
Scott Frost is from Big 12 Nebraska. This is Big 10 Nebraska. The recruiting pipeline that Tom Osborne used is basically dry.
But also, even with Scott Frost grew up in Big 8 Nebraska.
Well, that's true,
so
too.
So he even, yeah. You know, he has that frame of reference as well, which is so far gone.
So you got to think of Nebraska. Nebraska's peers are no longer Kansas State, Iowa State. Who else is in the North? Kansas.
Colorado.
Like, those are not your peers anymore. Your peers are now Minnesota, Iowa.
Wisconsin.
Purdue, Illinois.
Fighting Lovie Smiths.
Right. Those are your peers now. So that job looks different when you surround them with different peers. Just like you become like your friends. So like when one of the reasons, and I've never been a parent, but I have been a kid. And one of the reasons why parents want their kids to hang out with high performers and people who make good choices is because if you hang out with high performers, you tend to perform high. When you hang out with people who make good choices, you tend to be a good choice maker. When you hang out with people who are low performers, you tend to perform low. And when you hang out with people who make poor choices, you tend to make poor choices. You don't want that influence. So, and I'm not saying that Nebraska is now hanging out with low performers. I'm just saying you are the company you keep, as the cliche says. Nebraska or Missouri, who was one of those peers of Nebraska, as a matter of fact, in the Big 12 North back in when I was growing up. Missouri is no longer the Gary Pinkel, Chase Daniel Missouri. Now, I know they came in the SEC and won the division twice, but that's not who they are. Their peers are different. Their recruiting pipeline is different. The types of players they're trying to get in there is different. The type of ball they're trying to play to set themselves apart is different. This is not the job that Gary Pinkel had.
Yes, and you know what? When I think of Missouri, I think of that Chase Daniel Missouri kind of era. And I still think of Missouri as a Big 12 team, just in my frame of reference. I know they're not. I know they play in the SEC East, but I still think of them that way.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why I don't think Mike Norvell would be a great fit there. But that is interesting. Missouri and Arkansas are right next to each other on the map, and they're in different divisions, which is hilarious. But I still think of them as completely different programs. Like, I think of Arkansas as tough, run the ball, Darren McFadden teams. I don't know why I still think of Darren McFadden, but I think of Arkansas as much more of a rough and tumble thing team than Missouri. And maybe that's why I'm thinking Norvell would be a better fit. I don't know.
And see, that's why I think it's interesting. Right now in the development of the program, we can go to break on this. I want to talk Ryan Helinski and the injury and what's going on in South Carolina in a second. It's interesting that Dabo right now can frame everything in the lens of SEC and national. And basically, whatever happens in the ACC, he can just say, we play in a tough league. But he doesn't have to worry about his peers dragging him down. Because he doesn't – he was asked – Jimmy Watt asked him today, who does – is Bryce Perkins the most talented and most explosive guy that you've played against? Which would be a lot of ACC. You know what Dabo said? The best quarterback we play is in practice every day. He sets himself apart from that. They don't have any peers. Their peers are not in the ACC. But if they were making a hire, if they're changing coaches in 1999, when you're comparing, all right, who are they going to hire, how much are they willing to pay, you're looking at the rest of the ACC. When you're looking at facilities, Clemson now stands alone, but in other sports, Clemson's trying to catch up, and how they're trying to catch up and how they're trying to compete is with the rest of the ACC. It's not the nation. You are the company you keep. You do have to keep up with the Joneses in your own league, and you have to think of yourself as a member of whatever league you happen to be in. You have to do that. Anyway, 654-ROAR is the number, 654-7627. Tim Bray's going to join us in this hour. Also, we're going to get into the Gamecocks because, you know, all the people who said that Dabo was just the worst kind of person and a burn in hell for playing Deshaun Watson in 2014 on a torn ACL, all those Gamecock fans that didn't like it, wonder what they're saying now about 2019. To be fair, a lot of people have been reasonable about this, so we're going to be able to be reasonable about this, I think. And Helinski playing on the meniscus and maybe more for several weeks, as a matter of fact. Tiger Tuesday continues with Hour 3 next.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, WAHT AM, 1560 Cowpens, WCCP.